Hey kiddos, this is Miss Karen, and I am going to start the first episode of this podcast with the creation story from my favorite book, the Bible. Miss Karen is a name that I'm called at my church. I've worked with children for many, many years and love spending time with them and teaching them and reading stories to them. And one of my passions is that in relating stories to real life and teaching as we go along. So just a short story to get me started here on this original podcast. I'll start at the beginning, which is creation. And, you know, guys, God created the world. He created everything in it. If you see the sun shining today, that's God. If you see trees and leaves and flowers, that's God. If you see people, that's God. He created all of that and more. So as you are in nature, as you are walking around, maybe you've taken a walk around the neighborhood with the family, look around you. Look to see what God has created and talk about that. Parents, this is a good time for you to relate life with the Bible. We are told in Scripture that the Bible is alive, and that means that we can use it and see it every day. And sometimes when we read it, we learn something new every time. And God uses things in our lives to point us to Him. And nature is one of those that He created in His time in creating the entire world and human beings. So just to start with Adam and Eve. Guys, we know this story, some of us don't. God created the heavens and the earth. He created man. And then He realized that man needed a partner. He needed a companion, and so He created a woman, and the man's name was Adam, the woman's name was Eve, and they were there together in this beautiful, beautiful garden with lots of trees and flowers and vegetables and animals and all kinds of things that God created and placed them in this beautiful place to live in. He gave them one rule. You ever had that, just that one rule? Like mom says, just there's just one thing. There's one thing you can do or one thing you cannot do. Well, God had told Adam and Eve, there's just one thing. You've got freedom and whatever you want here in this garden. It's perfect, right? Everything is just perfect here. But there's one thing you cannot do. You see that tree over there? That's the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And that tree alone is the one thing that you cannot have. You cannot touch it. You cannot eat from it. You cannot have this tree and the fruit from this tree. So just that one thing. Everything else, you've got all you want, no limits other than just this one thing. And sometimes as kids, you know, that's a temptation, isn't it? You say, well, why that one thing? You know, like why everything else, but not that one? Sometimes all the other things that God gives us is not enough because our curiosity, our human nature is to see what it is that we can't have and why we can't have it. So I would say that Satan used that temptation to convince Eve that she should go ahead and eat from it. And, you know, Satan's tricky, and he had put himself in a form of a snake. And this snake was actually speaking. Like, can you imagine running up on a snake in your yard and it starts talking to you? Okay, that's what happened here with Eve. The snake was actually talking to her and convincing her that it was okay for her to eat of this fruit. Well, it wasn't. But Eve did it. She decided, you know what? He's right. There's no reason I can't eat this fruit. And he tricked, Satan tricked God, Eve into convincing her that God was trying to deceive her or trick her or make her think, or keep things from her. And, that just wasn't the case. And sometimes God, puts these limits on us, but Satan will then try to trick us into doing them anyway, right? And convincing us that it's right, even though we know it's wrong. So that's what happened here. And Eve ate the fruit. And not only did she eat the fruit, but she went to Adam and shared the fruit with him. And then Adam then decided, you know what? If she did it, I'll do it. It's fine. No biggie. And so they both ate from it. And right away, like immediately, of course, God knew what was going on. How do we know that? Because God knows everything, right? So he's not surprised by this, but he does know that Adam and Eve have done this. And now, automatically, they have sinned. They've disobeyed God. They've done the one thing, only one thing, that he told them not to do. And so, now they've sinned. They immediately felt ashamed, and they even tried to hide from God. Now, guys, we do sin. Everybody does. That's what the Bible tells us, that none are without sin. And also, we all have times where we've felt ashamed, and there's times that we try to hide from God, and maybe not physically, like a game of hide and seek, but we live our lives thinking that he doesn't know what we're up to. Like if our parents don't find out we've disobeyed them, then maybe God doesn't know either. Or, you know, I don't think we think about that, but I think we act like that. I think we live like that. To a point where we think that God, you know, maybe doesn't realize what I'm up to, or we forget that he even knows our thoughts, right? Because he's God, he's all powerful. And so we do things to try to deceive others and deceive him, and we try to hide. And that's what Adam and Eve have done here. But God knew, he knew the truth. And you know what? Their sin had consequences. Our sin has consequences. When we decide we are going to do something wrong, and we do, probably every day, multiple times a day sometimes, God knows that we've done it, right? We can't hide that from him. And he also has consequences for us. What is a consequence? That means that something is going to happen due to your sin. For instance, if you lied to your parents and they find out the truth, then you could be punished, right? You could be sent to your room. You could miss outside time. You could, you know, have any number of consequences that your parents decide. Well, God's kind of the same way, where he's our dad and he will deliver consequences for our sins. So while he forgives our sins, if we believe in Jesus, and we believe that he died on the cross and that he rose the third day and that he was the Son of God, is the Son of God, and he sits at his right hand right now. If we believe those things, we believe him and we trust him and we've made him Lord of our lives, then Jesus forgives us. God forgives us of those sins. But what he doesn't do is remove consequences. So we have consequences for the things we do wrong. If I don't go to work, then I don't get paid. If I decide I'm not going to do my chores that my parents have told me to do, then when they get home, I'm going to have consequences for that. I might get in trouble of some sort. I might get extra chores the next day. There's just different consequences that we face, and it's no different with God. Sometimes, you know, if we have sinned against God or against other people, we can suffer consequences, maybe even like losing a friend, or you know, the shame that comes with that, that's a consequence. Sometimes the embarrassment, if people find out that we've done something, you know, criminals, they go to jail. There's all kinds of sins. There's all kinds of consequences. So as you are listening and learning about creation and Adam and Eve, and what I want you to do is take that scripture from Genesis 1:3-3, read that, word for word, and then apply this to your life. What does that mean to me? That is how the Bible stays alive. God obviously keeps it alive, but for us, it is reading it, understanding it, and applying it. And applying it means living it out. You know, you go to church and you learn stories, or you have parents who read to you and teach you from the Bible. That's great. That's awesome. But what we need to do with it then is to apply it to our lives, because it is alive. And so it's part of us. It's part of our lives. And so what we learn from the story of creation is first that we do sin, right? We are not perfect. Second, God does not sin. He is perfect. And because Adam and Eve sinned, it goes all the way down the lineage, descendants to us, and we continue to sin because of that first mistake that Adam and Eve made. And we still bear consequences of their sin and our sin. But you also need to know that if you keep reading in the Word, you will know that God loves you. God loved Adam and Eve. He wasn't surprised by anything they did. God's not surprised by anything we do. And He loves us anyway. So we don't have perfect days. We get in bad moods and make bad mistakes. We make choices that aren't pleasing. We get punished for those choices, or we have the consequences for those choices. And that is life. But I want you to remember that when you have trusted, believed in Christ, He forgives you of those sins. And He will even help you through those consequences that you're going to experience because of your sin. So, is He just? Yes. Does He forgive? Absolutely. And He will be with you every step of the way, because He'll never leave you. He never left Adam and Eve, and He won't leave us. So, thank you for listening to my story. I know it's a short story, but it's a great one to start with, because it's the very beginning of God's Word. It's the very beginning of the world we live in, and it's the very beginning of God's story. And the Bible is one big story, and it's all God's story. So when we start with creation, we'll see what's next, and we'll catch you at the next episode. So we'll see you then.